kitchen fair, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Have you missed me? Do you even listen? Obviously, if you heard me ask those questions, you're listening right now. I've been thinking, and you say to yourself, no, you? You think? Why, of course I do. Of course I do. Even right now I'm thinking about the sound of the flames of the fire that will consume the accusers. This is one of the new names I have given them. You know who they are, the Jews, the Edomites, the Canaanites, the Reds, the Tares. I've added one, the hypocrites. I've added one, and it's the accusers. They're always accusing somebody of anti-Jewishism and so on and so forth. And it's interesting to me to see that when they're accused, they don't like it. They'd like to even put laws against it. But see, they're accusing people all the time. Why do they do that? Because they're like their father, the accuser. It's one of the things the devil does, is he accuses all of us before the father. Now, there's one little thing I'd like to address before I go into this subject that I'm going to go into. I heard at least two shows on EFR. I'm not going to mention whose shows they are. I'm sure they'll do it again continually. And this isn't, to try to cause trouble, but I think I've made it very clear that the term anti, and I will use it at this moment so that you know what term I'm speaking of, anti-Sema, you know the one? I made it very clear in my shows that if we continue to legitimize that term, that it aids the enemy in harassing and abusing our people. I made it clear that any time you hear that term used, that you are to correct it, that it's your duty, your responsibility to correct that term. Unless you don't care if it's used a weapon against your people. You see? And this makes me start to wonder if people care. Now, who am I to tell you what to do? Nobody, really. But I am a man of common sense. And I will tell you that if you allow the term to continue, undaunted, unchallenged, that you will be helping to hurt your own people. I find it amazing that there were three sitting in a room, and one of them used the term two or three times, and the other two did not correct them. Did not even bother to say a word, not one word. And of course, I became a little angry about it, but what good does it do for me to get angry about it, right? Why should they listen to me? Why should they defend their own race and stop these filthy sayings that are being used as a weapon against us? Why bother, right? Just let it keep letting it fly by. So you're aiding the enemy is what you're doing. So I guess that nobody is going to join me on this campaign of destroying the terms that we, you know, this particular term, and several other terms as well, like racism, racist. And I understand that it takes a few minutes or it takes a couple of minutes to correct the term, but the more people hear the term corrected, the more people learn and will begin to correct it in other people's lives. Otherwise, you're just giving them legitimacy to use the term, and then the term will be used full-fledged on your race. I, for one, care about my race. I hear others do too, but I don't listen to what they say. I watch what they do. Aren't I a terrible fellow to actually say something about these things? Isn't it awful that I would actually speak about it? I must be some kind of a hater. Yeah. See, there is no such thing as hate speech. That's a Jewish concoction. The Jews' speech is hate speech, if you want to use the term. The black speech is hate speech. Anyway, regardless of that, it looks like I'm on my own campaign to help our race in these matters, and I'm not going to get any help from at least these people. And so, therefore, when you hear that term on their show and you hear it fly right by every time, ask yourself a question. Do they care about their race? I mean, unless you believe I'm wrong, and hey, I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, should we just let the term just fly right by and just help the Jews to be able to use it against our people perpetually? If so, let me know that I'm wrong. Write me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. Tell me how wrong I am. And we'll see what happens. You see, the reason they don't use the term anti-Jewishism is because they didn't want it to be specific to them. Once they say anti-Jewishism, then that means that they're paranoid and that they're identified. But you see, by using the other term, that means all the races can use it. Anyway, let me take a sip of coffee, and it's good to be back with you, thinking and reasoning out these certain matters. I had begun to think about divisions, and it's something I've done shows on before. The devil and his children, and the rest of his minions, use this division to weaken the people's power. Now, we're talking about the white people mostly, okay? This is really all, we're just talking about white people. I had mentioned to you that after Martin Luther had put the 95 Theses on the Catholic church door, it was open season to divide the white man's religion. It is now at, the last I heard, I don't know, it's probably more now, 33,000 denominations. They've split us up 33,000 times plus. I mean, because there's got to be more, like people that don't go to church anymore because they don't even like those churches, you see. And so they've divided people right out of church. It was a wonderful time for the Jew. You see, it was a good thing that we got away from Mother Babylon. But at the same time, the Jew used this as open season to divide. You just imagine the power of the Christian church if it was one denomination rather than 33,000 denominations. Imagine the power, the political power, the world power. So, I think this should relate to you just how important it was for them to divide everything up. But wait till I tell you what I was thinking about. The coffee's good. Wait till I tell you. You see, there's so many more things that they've used to divide us. I'm talking about the white people at this point. They've used religion to divide us. But what other things have they used? There's even white men and women that would say, oh, I drive a Chevy. And the other one would say, I drive a Ford. Did you ever notice how there's always two entities that are the major entities in the arena? Like McDonald's and Burger King, Coke and Pepsi, etc., etc. And then, what had happened a long time ago, in the early 1900s, we saw the Stooges doing this in one or two of their episodes. There were always sports on the Olympics or something like that. But as far as things like college or learning institutions, you were there to learn. So you didn't go there and play football and basketball and all these things to learn. You went to learn at the institution and become educated, actually really become educated. So what they did, they knew that the Negro couldn't get into the institution, and they wanted to create more race mixing and create these sports teams, because what they've done is they've divided people all over the nation by state, by city, by area, like New England Patriots or whatever it might be. And so back then, they would have people go to the colleges to promote sports, saying not only education is important, but being healthy and having sports in your college would be an important thing. Well, of course, this led us down the wrong way, as you can see how stupid we are today, right? So sports was a way to get the Negro into the school and they could finagle it. You see, the Jew would get further into the school too, and they could finagle it that you didn't have to really get an education to play on the sports team. If you were dumb, but you could play sports and you were big, then you could go to the college, and then you could get yourself in a position to score. You understand what I'm saying? To score with mixed race relations, to score with the ball, to score in society. This is all part of the racial program of the 20th century. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, that was and is part of it. Even colleges and institutions across the land would divide people. Their sports teams would divide student against another student of another college. There were divisions of all kinds. And then the contrived realities of television and the movies and television. And then you had different genres of music. And the white race becomes splintered. Pretty soon there's biker gangs, another culture, creating all kinds of countercultures, countering the good culture of the white race. There's the division that divided men against women, starting back when they were going to first begin to be able to vote, which was very detrimental to this country and all the nations of the Israelite nations. I know that you might get mad about that, women, but you got to realize that the Jews knew that there were more of you than there were of men. There's always been more females than males. For some reason, this is the way it is. And they knew that your feelings could be manipulated, that you would vote for a monkey, or that you would vote for somebody that smiled at you, not realizing it was your enemy. And don't be mad at me for saying so. I just have to tell you how it is. And that right away started to cause a division within marriages, within a man or a woman, because the man could see what was happening but couldn't really do much about it. The men of those days knew what was going on, and they didn't want to let the women vote because women don't belong in politics, not even constitutionally. Women are not natural leaders, and women are not leaders. Even today, when you're talking about these women that are running for all these offices, you're voting for somebody you don't even know has any ability to lead anything. You're just voting for a woman to vote for a woman. You don't even know. You know, these people are going up and making laws on your behalf and against you. Are you sure you want them to be in these offices? Are they qualified lawmakers? When there shouldn't be any laws being made in the first place, right? We already know that. So this division had begun that way. And the woman would rebel against the man and say, I'm not going to cook any dinner for you. I'm not going to do this. You won't get any, if you know what I mean, until I get the right to vote. And so wedges like this were driven into the family and the relationship between men and women. And then you had, when television came along and feminism came along, you had these soap operas that women would get addicted to. And they could be taught all kinds of evil. They didn't realize that they were being taught evil. They just thought, well, this is a story, an ongoing story. Oh, my God, this one did this to that one. Oh, this happens really in life? People cheat on their husbands? Well, maybe I should give it a try, too. Contrived realities. Splitting. The feminists drove a big wedge in between not only man and wife, but man and woman. To the point today, there are women out there that absolutely just hate white men with all their heart. And men are gun-shy because they see what's happening to other men by these kinds of women. Listen to Siri talking to me over there. I got to shut her off. So, these wedges are continually being driven between us. You know, I wrote the song that I use on One to One, which I'll be doing that show later today, I think. And it's called Something's Come Between Us. Lots of things have come between us, if you think about it. Now, democracy, as I've told you, drives a wedge between the peoples of the land. There's no way you can have the United States of America as long as there's democracy. These houses are not united in anything but for Israel. They can do anything they want for Israel. They can abuse the American people, put laws in that tells the American people that they can't boycott Israel. Like they can tell you what products you can and cannot buy. These people think that they want to control your body through the healthcare system. They want to control everything. They want to control your mind. They want to control who you can buy from and who you cannot refuse to buy from and things like this. Think of how ridiculous it really is. You know, they can all go jump in the lake, so to speak. I have a vehement dislike for Congress because of their traitorous nature. And I know darn right well that they're in this Congress passing laws that are against the Constitution that divide the American people. They're trying to divide us from our guns. They're trying to divide you from common sense. There are hundreds of ways you are divided from your fellow white man or woman. Think about it. I mean, your opinions divide you and can cause problems to where you will not speak to somebody again. Teaching you to learn how to lie divides you. When people find you lied to them, it divides you from them. Throwing the Heavenly Father out of the country and his laws divides you from him. And the Jews have done all these things. Of course, they haven't divided me from the Father. I'm going to continue to keep my eyes on him and keep my relationship with him in times of good and times of bad. See, I don't just wait until something's bad and then all of a sudden I turn to the Father. I am thanking him and keeping my attention on him in the good times as well. This is very important. See, these divisions are usually allowed by you or me. Nevertheless, they create more ways to divide you every day. See, they learned how to divide you, and they've been using the same technique ever since to divide you a hundred and hundred ways till Sunday. Really, that's literally what it is. I mean, the hippie movement even. Let's look at that, right? The Summer of Love. This was supposed to be about love, and it turns into this vile hippie movement, which turns the children against the older generation, their parents. Another dividing. You see, they come in with these Marxist ideologies that divide you from your parents' culture and way of living and ways, the ways that they've lived, that they've tried to teach you to live by. Somebody else came and taught you another way. They changed you. But this change was not a positive change. This was what the Jews call progressive, but what they call progressive means Antichrist. It's that they are progressing to get you out of and away from your family, away from your father in heaven, away from common sense, away from decency, away from morality, etc., etc. And then they have ways of dividing you by killing you through war. They divide you from your parents and from your wife. And then they divide you from your body by you getting killed during war. Think of how many divisions have happened there. Just imagine, like I said about the church, imagine if white people stuck together. Imagine if white people wouldn't allow themselves to be divided. Imagine if the wife said, when it came to voting, I vote for what my husband votes for. Of course, that's getting worse today. But listen, even the truth divides people, which is convenient for the Jew and convenient for the devil. However, it is a form of judgment. Like I told you, the Father is only going to take those who love him and love, want to be with him in his kingdom. He's not going to waste time with people that don't care about him. Those are the type of angels that left in heaven. They left. Many of them regretted leaving, but it was too late then. Father's not going to have that again. He's going to replace those angels with his own sons and daughters, his own offspring, people that love him, that want to be with him, that want to know him, that have high respect for him. There'll be no division in the kingdom of heaven, in the sense of we are all for the Father. And while we're here, we're still all for the Father. How do you like that? So then if the Jews could find other ways to divide the whites against themselves, They would do it through paganism, Wicca, drugs, countercultures. Fake organizations like the Nazi Party in America. It's a fake organization run by Jews. It has been run by Jews for a very long time. The John Birch Society, run by Jews. They threw Eustace Mullins out of that because he found out it was backed by Jews. I try to tell people these things, but they wish to listen to their own selves, so there's nothing you can do with some people. There's, you know, you just move on to the next, because there's no time to be wasting trying to get somebody to come back to reality if they're just not going to come back to reality. The father, when he was in the body of Yeshua in the flesh, when he spoke and called the disciples, they followed him immediately because they knew his voice. So when I tell people and they don't hear, I just know, well, they don't know his voice. They may be one of our brethren, but they obviously can't hear his voice. There's so many ways that they have divided us that I don't think you can even think of them all. There's so many. Whether it's within different clubs, they've taken you into Freemasonry. When I say you, I mean the white people. And they've divided you against your Heavenly Father, and against your own race. You've gone into politics. They've divided you against each other and against your own race, against the Constitution, against the Father in heaven. Many divisions for just one move. Because you have to picture that a congressman or congresswoman, which there shouldn't be any such thing as a congresswoman, and all congressmen should be Christian, real Christian, though, which is ever harder to find these days. Because if they were all Christian in today's society, if they were Judeo-Christian, it wouldn't be any different. They'd all be voting everything for Israel. Sooner or later, our people are going to realize that when they're changing these laws to destroy their own country, they don't understand the Jew is the problem, the accusers. They don't understand that they think that they're going to be in power with the accusers, and that they shall escape what will happen to the common man or woman of their own race. But what they don't know is what has happened in history. They shall be the first people to be killed. After you help to bring in a dictatorship or a thing like they did, which is the same thing, like in with Mao Zedong or anything else, the first people that need to be killed are those that help bring them in. Because if you could bring him into office in that country, then you could also help bring somebody else in and bring him out. So therefore, you have to be killed. Maybe you just don't realize that. Maybe that doesn't cross your mind. So as a Congress person, because you know why I'll call you a person? Because you are dead. You're dead, you're not standing for anything, and you've fallen for everything. You're not standing for the Constitution, you're not standing for the Heavenly Father, you're not standing for your nation, you're not standing for what's right and the truth. You have fallen for everything. And you shall fall on your own sword even for these Jews. But you don't realize that when you're putting in these deadly laws and you're helping these Jews to steal the money of our nation and everything else, you're destroying your own families. You're destroying your children's future. You're destroying your race's future. You are a traitor. And maybe you've done the cremation of care ceremony in the in front of the owl there, the Molech owl. Maybe you've done that, and maybe you think that that's going to solve your problem. Or maybe you drink profusely. Maybe you drink every night after you get away out of the Senate, and it helps you to forget what's coming to you. But that's not going to help you at all. That's just going to bring your death closer to you at a faster pace. You are divided from your people now. You've been put in a corner. They have something against you. The Jews have something against you, like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion has said that they would do. So you are bought and sold. You are a sellout, is what's known as a sellout. And for what you are not only not part of society anymore, you think you're higher than society. And that's another division, class division. There's the poor, there's the middle income, and there's the rich. And then there's even another level, which is called the extreme rich, which the Jews are all in that category. So that's class division. That's another division. So white people, can you see how many ways you've been divided? And I'm going to talk about the Congress people a little more. You've been divided so many ways, it's absolutely ridiculous. You've been told that you can't trust your own brothers and sisters, and it really seems that that's true. It's come to a point where you don't know who you can trust anymore in your own race. If that's not sad, tell me what is. But it's all deliberate, and it's another division. You see, now that democracy is here and we cannot be the United States of America, we have lost our power. Remember what Yeshua said about that. He said, any house divided against itself shall surely be destroyed. An house divided by itself. Any nation that is divided the way democracy has divided us, this means that if this is the world government, that means that all governments in the world shall perish the same way. These democracies have to die because Christ told you that it had to die. Any house divided against itself, this nation is our house. It's divided deeply. We're divided in 100 ways till Sunday, at least, and more. And you wonder why children were forced to be in gangs in cities to survive. Even the children understood that we've got to stick together, because by ourselves, we'll be killed. Even the gangs in New York City, the white gangs, knew that they had to stick together to be able to survive. It's either that or hide in your house all day, and that's what many people do too, which divides us from society. The cell phone divides people from speaking to one another. It's a division. It's not in unity. It's dividing people from contacting each other socially in person, in I hate to use the word person, in real life, which is opposed to being a person, which is a person is dead. See, that's why they call you a person, because you're dead. You're dead spiritually. That's another thing. Many people are dead spiritually. They've been divided from the kingdom, from the nation. When we are divided properly into national entities, these Jews want to do the opposite with that. They want to open the borders so that more and more people can come in here and divide you from your nation, deprive you from your rights, etc., etc. Rights are another thing that divide people. We have rights in our nation, but they bring in other people and say that they have more rights than you do, that queers have more rights than you do. So, somebody that's in the Congress, they are persons, they are dead people. They're dead spiritually. They're dead practically morally. They're dead with common sense. They're dead when it comes to fighting for anything, because they're sellouts. They're just dead. And they're only useful for the ones that they have sold out to. They're not going to do anything good for America. They're not going to do anything good for the American people. They don't care about them. They're dead. How can somebody that's dead care about people or their nation? Materialism kills people. It divides people. Folks, there's just so many ways you can be divided against your white brothers and sisters. First, they start off with left and right. Then it turns out that there's extreme left and extreme right. There's a further division. And the labeling divides people. The Jews love to label everything, whether it's musical genre, film genre, people, because they like to call people names. And labeling people causes further divisions, because now you're put in a caption. You're labeled as somebody that is such and such, which divides you from the other people that are labeled such and such. You see what I mean? No, that's not doublespeak. Just think about it. So these Congress people are useless to the American people. The ABC entities of the federal government are useless to the American people. And the more coloreds and blacks and everything else they get in those entities, the less useful those entities become. The black race is an useless race, period. And don't even waste your time calling me a racist. I'm just telling the truth. You know it's the truth as well as I do. And believe it or not, the Jews know it's a truth too. I mean, they're useful for attacking people. They're useful for crime. But when it comes to anything good, they're useless, just like the Jew is useless. They're not a race, they're a mob of mixed race, all kinds of mixed races. They are also useless. They're somewhat useful to their own causes, but they're not useful to the American people. And if those two entities were taken out of this country, you wouldn't believe the difference of this country. You wouldn't believe. Even if the Spanish, these Mexicans were here, at least some of them work. I'm not saying they're all useful, but there's a lot of Jews amongst them too. But if you got rid of those other two immediately, America would just bounce right back into shape. But I'd like to get rid of them all, but I'm just saying, if you could get rid of those two, this country could just pop right alive. People would like be able to go out of their houses again. There are children that don't go and play out in the park, so they become obese because of the dangers that are going on out there. It's not fun when a gang of blacks comes up and kicks you 40 times in your head. You tend to stay in the house then because you're divided. See, this land is your land, this land is my land. Only goes for the white people. The reason why I speak so directly is because somebody has to do it. And I really do mean what I say. You can be assured of that. I couldn't care less what kind of label you're trying to label me with. I don't care about those labels. They don't have any legitimacy. And I will not let you put me on the defensive. I am on the offensive. You must realize that, Jew. Don't you? Don't you? There'll be no apologies. There'll be no retracting of statements. What I say, I mean it. And you can count on that. And I know that all over the world, there are millions of people that feel the same way I do, that think the same way I do, that know the things that I know that I'm saying are true. I'm positive of it. They may not have the boldness to step out into the light, but they think the same way I do. There's millions. There could be a billion that think the way I think, or more. So I am not a minority. The only way I'm a minority is because I'm speaking it. They're not. Someday, and it is happening. You see, if you're going to speak something, before you speak it, you should know that you should never, ever apologize for it. See, I know that these people that said these things, even if they apologize for it, they meant to say it, and they believed it in what they said. The apology does not retract anything to me, because I know that they meant it. I don't know what the world thinks when the apology gets retracted. Well, they just think that these people have no guts. But just understand that they meant it when they said it, and they still believe it. Apology or no apology. So sooner or later, people are going to begin to say things, and they already have, really. A lot of people are saying things now, and there's even some that will not give any apology. And this needs to be the trend. We need to hear these things. We need to hear you out there saying these types of things, these truths about how you feel about and what you know about these people. If you think the Jews are the problem and you speak it, you stick to it. Pretty soon everybody will stick to it. Nobody will apologize. It has to start somewhere, folks. And when it becomes common that people will not apologize, they won't even waste their time asking for an apology anymore, because they'll know that people are not going to have any more of that nonsense. That's what's going to have to happen. And these Jews are being attacked from every corner of the earth at this point. And may Yahweh make this movement grow exponentially. And may none of them retract what they've said. May they say more when asked to retract. And may people all over the world begin to know who this enemy of the world is and has always been. It's coming to the point in Europe where they've said they've had enough of this immigration. I mean, it took a long time, it seems like. Our people are patient people, like our father is. But they've had enough now. And they're being killed left and right. So, I mean, if I was to say to you that they should start killing them, you would say, well, you're ascribing to violence, but I think it's about time that something like that happens. If they won't deport them and they won't stop the immigration, see, this is what they want, though. This is the problem, because now they want to kill more white people this way. This is another division. This is another way of destroying whitey. So if I was to say to you, well, you really should go out and start killing these people. If you did go out and start killing them, I'll tell you what would happen. Either the government would go so crazy on you or these people would stop killing you. See, if you prod an animal with a prod in a corner, it will take it for only so long and then it will lash out. This is what these governments are counting on. They're waiting for you to kill these people. So that's why I couldn't say to you, go kill them. You know what I mean? I want them dead. I want them, I want them out of the countries. If they're killing and raping and everything, I want them dead. They deserve to be hung. Like here in the United States, they'd just be hung. Caught in the act, you're gone. But everybody's afraid to ascribe to even saying that you should do something about it. The thing is they're actually, this is a trap that they're trying to get you to do something about it, to spark off World War III against the Muslims and the Christians, you see? And that's why I'm just going to stay neutral for the time being. This was a planned war, ladies and gentlemen, and they brought the war to you. First, they went over there and they realized, well, these people can't fight us militarily. There's no competition. This is just a waste of time. But what they have done now is, since they couldn't start the war any other way, they have brought these Muslims here to our countries so that we, and let them have these rights to kill and all this other stuff and rape and everything that they're doing, until the point where you lose your patience and World War III sparks off in the way that they wished it to be. I've read it to you from Albert Pike's letter. It's not a hoax. It was in the library there in England. They're trying to hide it now. And it fits this. It fits everything perfectly. You remember I've read it to you. The letter from Mazzini to Albert Pike. Albert Pike, who had a personal relationship with Lucifer. This was quite a quick hour. Quite a quick hour. So it's a conundrum, right? You know that, you know, it's a catch-22, as they say. I'd like to know where that term came from. Interesting that 11 times 2 is 22, you know, catch-22. Very interesting. I've never tried to find out where the origin of that saying is, but I love the origin of sayings. Listen, if you've never supported me, you can go to davidjamesboston.com and there's a donation link up in the menu. We go into the donation and you can see it there. Or you can buy Saxon's Creed or whatever you like on Cruiser Drives. You have to just contact me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. The Cruiser Drive is a 32 gig drive, USB 3.0. I believe it is. Or it's, no, it might be 2.0. But it can, you can fill lots and lots and lots of material on it. Get in touch with me and I'll tell you how you can do that if you wish. I hope you will support me from time to time. I'm not going to beg money. I'm not into that. I do need your support, but that's about all I'm going to say about that for right now. The Father will provide some way through his people. And I thank all of you, those of you that have supported me and that do support me regularly. Support my work and help me to get through this time as I'm trying to start my own little business. Thank you. Really, I really mean it. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you exponentially. And may he show you that when you support his people and you support the truth, that you have done something good for your own people, and that you would be rewarded from him by doing so. And I do believe that that does happen. I've seen it happen in my own life. Anyway, here we are, right at the end of another show. This is my first fireside chat in February, I believe. Might be the second, but believe it or not, I'll just tell you this before I go. Before I left and went away for a couple of days this week, I did a fireside chat in the morning. And when I was done and I went to process it, I found out it was ruined. So you would have had another show. And it's a shame because I spent the hour doing it and found out that it was ruined. This is something that's rare that happened to me, and I don't know how it happened, but it did. So, I'm doing my best for you. I'll see you later today on One to One, where we'll continue on the Connecting the Dots series. Yahweh bless you.
Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to bring trapped in a world so full of doubts. I wondered what it's all about. The rainbow heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.